Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma, and today we're highlighting a story that's not just about education, but about the future leaders of our region. You see, Burnley College University courses recently held their Class of 2022 graduation ceremony. And it's a story that really resonates with the spirit of innovation and dedication we champion here at the NWAA.
That's right, Emma, and it was quite a special event, wasn't it? The procession from the Princess Way campus to Burnley Mechanics, led by the Dean, Nina Parkin. It was a beautiful way to celebrate these graduates' achievements, especially after the ceremony was postponed due to the sad passing of HRH the Queen last September.
I see, so it was a delayed celebration, but no less meaningful. Nina Parkin mentioned it's a milestone for the graduates, marking the start of a new chapter. And with awards given out to those who went above and beyond, it's clear that these individuals are already showing the drive and innovation we need in our industry.
Exactly. The Academic Excellence Awards went to Magdalena Niemczyk and Jacqueline Alum. And then there was the Dissertation Award for Kirsty Sharples and the Employer Project Award for Daniel Seed. These are the kinds of achievements that make us proud of our educational institutions in the Northwest.
And the event wasn't just about the graduates. Alan Pace, the chairman of Burnley FC and managing partner of ALK Capital, gave a celebratory speech. He's got a master's in international finance from one of Europe's top business schools, the IESE Business School in Barcelona. I wonder what advice he gave to the graduates.
Well, he probably emphasized the importance of education and the opportunities it brings, but it was Qasim Shah who responded on behalf of the graduates. He graduated with a first-class honors in sport and exercise science, and is now moving into a postgraduate teaching qualification.
That's interesting. And Qasim's background as a former Accrington Stanley footballer adds another layer to his story. He's using his degree to support young people and his work with the Professional Footballers Association. It's a great example of how education can open up new paths and opportunities.
Absolutely, and the procession itself was a nice touch. Leaving the Princess Way campus and heading through the town to Burnley Mechanics, it was a community event that celebrated these individuals' hard work. Karen Buchanan, the principal, said it was a day full of pride, highlighting the dedication of the graduates.
I can imagine. And after the ceremony, there was a champagne reception at the campus. But what's really exciting is the new £6.6 million extension to the BCUC facilities. It's scheduled to be completed in 2024 and will include a cutting-edge lecture theatre, a cybersecurity suite, and state-of-the-art laboratories.
That's quite an investment. It shows Burnley College's commitment to providing top-notch education and preparing students for the future. With these new facilities, they're setting themselves up to be a leader in higher education in the region.
And for anyone interested in pursuing degree-level study in Burnley, they can contact 1282 733 333 or email services@burnley.ac.uk. The specialist advisors there can help you harness your ambition and become a future leader in your chosen field.
Right, and that's exactly what the Northwest Aerospace Alliance is all about, supporting and empowering the next generation of leaders. So, Emma, it sounds like Burnley College is doing its part to contribute to our regional success.
Indeed, Daniel. And as we continue to champion the interests of our members, stories like this remind us of the importance of education and the role it plays in driving innovation and economic growth in the Northwest.
Thanks for listening to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. Join us next time as we bring you more updates from the world of aerospace and the incredible people shaping our future.